Dear friends, I'd like to speak to you about realizing your true purpose here on earth. You see, our real purpose lies in eternity, and our life on earth is just a preparation for that. Let me begin with an illustration. Imagine that you are applying for your dream job, and in order to be accepted, you have to write an entrance exam. Now, this is way more important than the exams that seem very big for you all at your age, like the 8th standard exam perhaps, or even the ICSE final exam, or the ISC final exam. This is for the job of a lifetime. But this job is so highly valued that the exam is very strict. If you get even one answer wrong, you get a zero on the whole thing. And you only get to write this exam once. You cannot retake it. Now, there may not be any such exam for earthly things, but I want to tell you, in all seriousness, this is exactly what our life on earth is like. To understand this more fully, we must go back to where it all began. When God made human beings, He did something special with us that He didn't do for any of the rest of creation. He made us in His image and breathed into us. You may wonder, why would God treat us, human beings, special compared to the rest of creation? You see, God is full of all that is wonderful and pure and good, love and joy and peace. Everything that is pure and good, God is full of that. And having that nature is the most enjoyable life to live. Not a life with a lot of money or a lot of success or fame. None of those will last. The most enjoyable life to live is the life of God, His nature. And God also loves to share what is good. And He made us in His image, as it were, in the shape that He could put His nature within us, made in His image. And He made us in His image so that we could share in His nature. And thereby, we could have fellowship with Him. See, in the same way that human beings can relate to each other much better than human beings can relate to a dog, let's say, if you have the nature of God in you, then you can relate to Him and fellowship with Him in a way that you wouldn't be able to if you didn't have His nature in you. Now, fellowship may be a big word for some of you, but it simply means that God wants you to be His close friend. Then there is this thing called sin, which existed even before human beings were created. Sin is the opposite of everything that is in God's nature. So, like I said, if God is full of love and joy and peace, sin is the opposite of that. Things like hatred and anger and unrest and anxiety and worry. And God is so holy that He cannot tolerate any sin anywhere near Him, not even a little bit. Now, God didn't want to just program us to not sin. He could have done that. But He wants us to love Him. And He wanted us to choose to obey Him and stay away from sin out of love for Him. Unfortunately, the very first man and woman, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God and chose sin. Immediately, their fellowship with God was broken because of sin. Sin will do that. It will break your fellowship with God. And not just for them, but for every human being who was born after them. That's where you and I come into the picture. Not only were we born into this broken relationship with God, on top of that, we all ourselves also chose to sin. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So, whether you've committed one sin, or 1,000 sins, or 1,000,000 sins, or even more, it all had the same result. It broke your relationship with God. Romans 6, verse 23 says that this punishment for sin is separation from God forever. Even one sin, the punishment for that is that I would be separated from God forever. Now, by sin, God doesn't mean just what people think of as big sins, like murder and things like that. Sin is very simply choosing my own way instead of God's way. And we are all guilty of that, every single one of us. It also doesn't matter whether you got caught or not. You see, God has given all human beings a memory. You can think of this memory like a video recorder inside of you, in your mind, that's constantly recording everything that you do and say and think, and even your motives and attitudes. And at the end of time, God will play back each of our videotapes from the very beginning all the way to the end for the whole world to see. And if the videotape showed that we had sinned, even if no one else knew about it, God would still have to punish us because it's there on record. That's why I said that in this entrance exam of eternity, whether you get one answer wrong or all the answers wrong, you still fail. Perhaps most seriously, though, you cannot retake this exam once it's over. And we are sitting in the exam hall right now, writing this exam. Your life on earth, my dear friends, is simply an entrance exam to eternity. From the day you were born, the clock started ticking on this entrance exam. I can still remember sitting in school in one of those rooms there on your campus. And my biggest enemy that day when I wrote the ICSE exam was not the examiner or even the questions. My biggest enemy that day was time. Every time I would look at my watch, my palms got sweaty because of how quickly time seemed to be rushing by. And I thought, surely I'm not going to be able to finish all these questions. None of us knows when our exam will end, when our time on earth will be over. And here's the most important thing, where you will be for all eternity, what I call the dream job, as it were, where you will be for all eternity is the most important thing that matters, far more important than what you do here on this earth. So, dear friends, to summarize what we've heard today, God made a plan for each of us. That plan is to have a wonderful life in eternity. Unfortunately, we messed it up during the entrance exam, and we are all failing this test already. I know it sounds like bad news, but I want to leave it there for today because it's important that we understand the seriousness of our sin. That will make the good news even sweeter when we hear it, and we'll hear about that in the coming days. Thank you.